In the beginning, Encyclopaedia was a quiet little community, but then things changed drastically. While there are several dumbasses on Encyclopaedia, none were as dumb as Love Lulz, who created the article, "Mr. Weagle is gay!" with little thought. Not only this, but he then went on to moralically tell his friends about the article. Eventually, he requested deletion, and all hell broke loose. Several Winkler impersonators came out of nowhere, and this would eventually evolve into a courtroom case. We'll go into plenty of detail about that, but just give me a second to finish my tea. Chapter 1, The Beginning. Just to make drama worse, as bad as it already is with the Winkler shit, some random dude out there registers as Mr. Winkler and requests deletion for "Mr. Winkler's gay!" and threatens legal action, which will be taken if not brought down within 30 days. His grammar are poor, which leads me to believe this person is obviously not an English teacher. Mr. Winkler was indefinitely blocked by an admin. In a surprising twist of events, instead of emailing the blocking admin to discuss the block, he took the case to court. Chapter 2. The case is tried. On December 26, 2007, the case was brought to court. The defense is the school staff, and the prosecution is Encyclopaedia. Unfortunately, the real Mr. Winkler was not present at court, as he was sick in the hospital with GAIDS. As the case would end prior to Mr. Winkler's recovery, Winkler would not be able to appear at court. Thusly, in the attempts of having a stronger defense, Winkler's brother, Michael Winkler, impersonated him. He's an identical twin with Winkler and can easily be confused with his brother. Sadly, the prosecution notices grammar wasn't suitable for an English teacher. The judge still thought the Winkler impersonator was legit, but nonetheless, he ruled in favor of the prosecution. The arguments are shown in more detail. Defense. The defense argues that Mr. Winkler is gay! Is a poorly written personal attack on the internet towards Mr. Winkler. Prosecution. The prosecution argument was the fact that Mr. Winkler is gay! Is no longer owned by Love Lulz and is now part of CC by NCSA 2.0. Verdict? Fail. The judge says this article is homeless and is part of CC by NCSA 2.0. He also said that Mr. Winkler is a pedophile, and thusly were not in his favor. And if you think this is the end, you're wrong. This is only the beginning. Chapter 3. The case is retried. On January 4th, 2007, the case was brought back to court. The defense is still the school staff, and the prosecution is Encyclopaedia again. This time, there is a weaker defense, as the Winkler impersonator's prose was even worse than the first one. Mr. Winkler still didn't recover yet from his sickness. The impersonator was thought to be a high school dropout, dressed up as Mr. Winkler, though this was not proven. Defense. The defense argument was very weak, merely stating, "You called me gay." Prosecution. The prosecution's argument was short and sweet. "Your prose is not characteristic of an English teacher, so therefore, you are not an English teacher." Verdict. Again, fail. The judge said, an English teacher wouldn't file a lawsuit against somebody for calling them gay. Additionally, an English teacher would storm up a stronger argument than you did. You are not legit. Chapter 4. The Real Mr. Winkler. Mr. Winkler recovered from the illness, and by the time he comes along and requests deletion, nobody believed him, as well as the fact that nobody had interest in listening to him. That did not stop Winkler from making his case. His argument was a scab on his leg, and the result of a bloody bathroom incident involving himself and one of his students. There was no proof of whatsoever that the scab was a result of that particular incident. His citation that this was legit was an article on Wikipedia. Several encyclopedias pointed out that scab was not concrete evidence, and a deleted article on Wikipedia was not a very good citation. They also requested why he wouldn't get a DNA run to confirm he was legit. Winkler answered, "I do not know where to get such a DNA run done." This led even more to believe this person was a fake. As the answer to Mr. Winkler's question is clearly a scientist, and thusly, nobody ever considered deletion. Surprisingly, Winkler did not give up. He requested to have a court case his case. The original court declined his request. Mr. Winkler is desperate to have a court hear his case. Even the highest court in the nation refused to listen. Chief Justice John Roberts told the school staff that Mr. Weekly's gay was a good laugh. Afterwards, a DNA run was done, which confirmed that this person was the real Mr. Winkler. But nonetheless, the article was kept.